The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, we've been talking about it already, and if you were at one of the Olivia Dean shows in Marley Park over the weekend and you had a nightmare getting home, you are not alone. Many people have reported difficulties leaving the venue and a lack of public transport options once they were able to get out of the park. And joining me now to discuss this yearly issue is Labour Councillor for Dunleary, Rathdown County Council and local to the area, Peter O'Brien. Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, Karen. How are you doing?
My youngest was there last night, had an absolute blast, said the concert was lit, which means absolutely amazing. Those were his words. But so were 40,000 other people. And it has been reported very widely. It was the last gig of her tour and it was supposed to be amazing. But then the getting home started. And why is it beyond us to just design a public service around transport that actually meets the needs of people?
A fair point, but I'm delighted your daughter enjoyed it. My niece was at it and she said similar things. But the problem with Olivia Dean and the reports of the concert have been fantastic. It's similar to last year when Olivia Rodrigo was the opening act. The demographic that went to Olivia Dean probably aren't the right demographic to walk, to drive, to get the Lewis, to get the buses on their own. There's a lot of parents waiting to pick up after the concert who expect to get close to where the venue is. And unfortunately, when there's a pinch point, when there's only one finishing time, that's that what causes congestion. But the congestion was only there for an hour or so.
Okay. Well, you know, as it happened, half the office here were at the gig and many of whom lived in the city centre and some of them got home at 20 to 2 last night. So I think it was probably a bit longer than an hour. And I know my own lad who was there had difficulties because the Dart line was also in a bit of a heap last night because Metallica were playing at the Aviva and that created difficulties too. So, by the way, I'm a huge fan of there being concerts and summer concerts and places for people to go to. And as I said, apparently it was an amazing gig and, you know, you missed it. It was your loss if you did. But it would seem to me that many of these gigs, as you've mentioned, are ones that quite young people go to in their teens, etc. Should that not be taken into account in the design of public transport around them?
Absolutely, Ciara. And every year on year, there have been improvements. For example, the council made Nutgrove Car Park as a designated pickup point where people can go to Nutgrove and then walk. Dublin Bus, there was a coach, Marathon Coach Services, do a shuttle bus. There was around 70,000 people that used it per night at the Liveryga concert. I think Concert Express also in the Grange Road car park were doing a shuttle bus service as well. So there's around 1,500 people that use that. So there is alternatives. But the unfortunate thing is a lot of people didn't use those alternatives and they wanted to drive to it. And that's what caused the congestion. The rest of the concert, if you look from last year with the different people that were playing, the issues with the likes of Olivia Dean and Olivia Rodrigo, I don't think will happen for the likes of Lewis Capaldi, particularly not for The Cure, which will be on next Friday, or Florence and the Machine. I think the concerts going forward
will
be a lot different.
What about Calvin Harris is on I think it's Saturday. That's another
Saturday. Yes,
I'll
be going to that myself.
Gig.
I'll be walking to that. Absolutely. But what has happened, in fairness to Festa Republic that runs this, in conjunction with the Garda Síochána, who are in charge of the traffic, they do react to each concert. So the first Olivia Dean concert got better the next night, and I've no doubt they will take learnings from that. And when it gets to the Calvin Harris gig, they will be different. And maybe the promotion for the park and ride services needs to be better so people realise that facility is there in the likes of Nutgrove, which is around 10-minute walk from Marley Park.
Okay, someone says, I always sacrifice the last tune, which is inevitably going to be their best tune, and hang about at the exit. And as soon as the band finishes, then I'm gone. But I always find I have to walk as far as Dundrum before I can get a taxi, which is at least 45 minutes. Marley Park is a nightmare to get transport from. Another one. As a taxi driver, I see this every year. Too many concerts and other games on in one day. The planners need to wake up, plus the guards won't let taxis near the events. We have gotten a lot of texts from people saying there was an issue with guards not letting taxis through in both directions and not letting taxis pull over, etc. That may be to do with safety.
There's a public concern
know.
There as well. Absolutely. There is a public concern there with the guards. So if you let the taxis through, when they only close off the roads for a short space of time at the end, So the taxis to get through, there's people walking. As you know yourself, you've been at them before, Ciara. There's thousands of people coming at one point. To have a taxi going through that would be unsafe. But I will say that there's been a lot of community stewarding as well that's there. So there's people there with local knowledge that are there to help people that mightn't be familiar with the area. The likes of Ballinteer St. John's, Leicester Celtic, Nave Olaf, Ballinteer Men's Shed, help the patrons that are coming out of the cars or coming out of the concerts to direct them where to get the public transport or the quickest route to the likes of the Lewis or to the bus. But the point you made is absolutely right. The fact that Metallica was on, the fact that Dublin were playing yesterday as well, like Dublin was very busy yesterday. But I think the benefits from Marley Park, the people that went to the gigs, the funding that goes back into the park, all in all, I think it was a really, really positive experience. And I hope the rest of the gigs are as positive as that.
Yeah, a lot of the people who I spoke to from my work environment, because many, many people were there, said that they wouldn't go back to Marley Park, or that they would do Marley Park as a once a year thing because it is so tricky. Someone else has texted to say, does the councillor have a view on the fact that the vast, vast majority of people were channeled through one pretty narrow exit on the Grange Road? Shane Coleman and his family were there last night as well, and he mentioned the same thing earlier, that it was a very narrow space for people to be channeled through, and that potentially that isn't the safest way for crowd management. Do you have a view on that?
I wasn't there, so I don't have a view. But Festival Republic, as you know, have been running these and have been running concerts for years. I've been to many of the gigs in Marley Park and I've never felt unsafe at them. And if there is
never felt
that
you were herded into too narrow a space.
And if there is, and in fairness to the promoters, if there ever is a case, there are alternative exits that can be opened very quickly if there is a problem.
I suppose if you've been funneled down one route, though, you'd be swimming against the tide trying to get back to a different exit if you felt that it was too tight.
No, absolutely. But as I've never experienced it. I've been to most gigs in Marley Park. The only time that we've had, that I've had an issue, or that locals would have had an issue, would be the likes of the Longitude, which being a whole day gig. Now, Longitude isn't happening this year. So the fact that the concerts are only at the evening time, the bottleneck is only at two times. It's at the start and at the finish. Where if you had the likes of the weekend gigs, it's the whole day. So I actually much prefer the evening time gigs in Marley Park.
All right.
For that reason.
I wonder, do you prefer them as a resident rather than as a concert goer? Because the all at one time thing seems to be an issue for people attending. But look, I do appreciate you coming on, Peter, as someone who's experienced and knows the area and all that. That is a Labour councillor for Dunleary Rathdown. Let us know your experience. I live in Terenure, very close to Marley Park. It took me almost an hour to walk to get just outside the venue. There weren't enough exits.
That's the issue.
Especially for those in the Golden Circle. I don't know why this councillor is defending the concert promoter or Dublin City Council. It's a joke. There are no public transport options. So that's very interesting that somebody is in the Is the Golden Circle, am I right, the front bit near the stage?
Yeah, I think there was the front standing bit. I mean, it didn't take us an hour to get out, but it took us a good chunk of, and there was a lot of shuffling, and it was very, very packed.
Let us know your experience. We want to hear from you. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.